For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Big Ten Media Week with Isaac and Souk.
This is a tremendous opportunity for everyone in our department.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Jump back to earlier parts of your favorite fan shows on the Odyssey app. The only way to rewind Portland's sports leader.
Big Ten Media Week on Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080.
We're proud to be here today and receive this invite and look forward to the future.
The Fan.
Hour number three of Primetime, our final sports hour before we get into the club where we've been waiting now 3 days to discuss frothing wounds. I need to know more about situation.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you what.
And I don't know if I do, actually, strike that. I don't know if I need to know more about that situation, but now I'm too intrigued not to find out.
I'm just telling you, at least 3 to 4 times a week, I ride through a homeless slash transitional housing complex area.
Sure.
And the things that you see, you never unsee. There is a reason why I ride through there. I could go around, but I keep choosing to go through it. Maybe one day that's going to turn out to be a negative, but boy, the things you see. So yeah, frothing news, frothing wound news.
Yeah.
Coming up in the club.
How exciting and possibly terrifying. Also, some more cheese takes coming in. Smoked Gouda all day, says one person on the Vancouver Ford text line.
Smoked Gouda seems too, what would you say? It's too niche.
I would kind of agree. I love smoked Gouda. Yeah. I love it, but it's perfect on just a couple things. Yeah. It doesn't belong on everything.
It's why, to be honest with you, like even though I went with the creamy Havarti, the cheddar is probably an all-around better cheese. It's utilitarian cheese. It really, like, because if you're picking one, it's not your favorite. You have to pick the best. And I'm, you know, the cheddar, it's an all-purpose. It's the Swiss Army knife of cheeses.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. And then Chef Bruce is in. He wants to turn you on to smoked Havarti, not just the creamy Havarti.
Smoked? What? Where have I been? What,
I don't know.
Where do I get smoked Havarti?
I'm guessing a deli, but or maybe the fancy cheese section of your seasons.
If it's fancy cheese, then it's going to be rough because I need my cheese to be like, I need a workhorse cheese.
You're a man of the people.
I'm
get
a man
this.
Of the
yeah,
people.
You need something that comes in a decent brick or block.
Yes.
Because if you have to kind of, if it goes with like nuts and crackers, it's too expensive for how much I want to consume.
Yeah, I like, you know, don't get me wrong. I like a fancy cheese every now and then. But again, I need a pickup truck from a cheese. I need a workman's cheese, a man of the people's
blue
cheese.
Blue collar cheese.
There you go. Now we're talking. But I am interested in whatever this smoked Havarti. I'm going to have to go looking for this.
Now, this begs a new question, and I don't know where you sit on this. I tend to be more hesitant, but now in the smash burger era have waned a little bit. Someone here on the Vancouver Vortex side says, guys, don't sleep on a deli-sliced yellow American cheese.
Mm.
How do we feel about American cheese?
I'm not going to lie. I find American cheese to be very mid.
USA. USA.
Don't get me wrong. USA. Love me some USA, but again, if I'm taking an American cheese, why wouldn't I just go with a cheddar? Yeah. It's a superior cheese.
The American cheese does melt really well over a burger, probably better than a cheddar does. But again, there's like one application that I actually want that cheese.
I'm also going to make a controversial statement. I like when my cheese gets a little too melty. Like the cheddar.
Yeah.
It, you know, it can kind of crisp up around the edges. It doesn't
bubble
quite,
a little bit.
Bubble a little bit. I like that. I like when I probably take my cheese like on a burger or a cheesesteak or something. I probably take mine a little too extreme.
You're more of a medium well man kind of a thing.
Same thing on nachos. Yeah. If I'm making nachos and I'm sprinkling cheese, you cook that bastard a little bit more.
Make them stick together.
Yes, I want some crunch. I like when you get the little burnt edges of the cheese. It's like my own burnt ends, but with cheese.
Yeah.
I like a burnt cheese crust.
I'm into that.
That's now we're talking.
But with no further ado, it's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victorricos.com. Number five.
We really don't have time for more cheese discussion, but someone else suggesting pepper jack now. That's a good spicy cheese.
I just want cheese now.
I know.
I need to eat some cheese.
I know. Number five, Russell Westbrook. It's official, joining the Nuggets. We knew this was going to happen after the buyout from Utah, but he gets a 2-year veteran minimum deal worth $6.8 million. Do you think he can do something for the Nuggets this year?
It might. I mean, look, he's a name at this point, but for a team that at times just needs someone to eat minutes, and when Jokic isn't on the floor, he's a guy that you can turn to and say, dude, just put your head down and go get us 8 points while we give Jokic some time.
It sounded like they want him to lead their second unit, so he's the guy that's spelling Jamal Murray, Jokic. Look, scoring.
If he's your fourth or fifth guy or your best bench player, I think this is a nice move for Denver, and it didn't
cost him anything.
It didn't cost you anything.
No, I think there's a little bit of nice value there. Well,
number four.
It's been an ongoing saga, but we now have TNT seemingly off the table as the NBA wants to go with the Amazon and basically their previous deal that they'd orchestrated with everybody that Warner and TNT wanted to match. The NBA is like, no, that's not going to work. Warner's suing them. The NBA is saying, you can't sue us. We did nothing wrong.
There'll be a settlement.
There's going to be a fight.
My guess is that they're just going to pay Warner to go away. But, I mean, I was reading a bunch on this, and it sure sounds like there's a prevailing thought out there that the idea is that as these media deals keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, the only ones that are really going to be involved in this are going to be the massive tech companies. And so you don't want to piss off the Amazons of the world, and they're trying to get in bed with them now, and that the old days of the Warner Brothers and TNT, it's just...
They're going to be a bygone era.
They're a bygone era, so, I mean, look, they matched the number, and the NBA was like, no, we're going over here. So maybe not necessarily about this deal, it's deals down the road and getting into the different streaming distribution. So sounds like Warner Brothers really didn't have a chance.
Yeah, it does sound that way. Number three, the hot stove. MLB, the Mariners, wheeling and dealing. Last night, they make a deal for Randy Arozarena, sending two prospects and a prospect to be named later back to Tampa. Today, they acquire Yimi Garcia from the Blue Jays, giving up two more prospects. And just now, did I hear, Will, in the last hour, the Mariners have made a third deal. Is that right?
In the last 10 minutes, they traded away reliever Ryan Stanek to the Mets, and they got their 30th prospect, Ryland Thomas.
What can you tell us, Mr. Met?
Ryland Thomas?
I don't know who that is. I know that Divish told us that Ryan Stanek has been pretty inconsistent for Seattle. He was decent when he was with Houston, but having a tougher year this time around.
Yeah, I can't say that I'm super familiar with what Ryland Thomas is bringing to the table.
You don't know the 30th prospect in your own team's farm system?
Can't say that I do.
Fake fan.
I can't say that I do.
Fake.
I'm watching the Mets right now kick the hell out of the Braves again. 7-3 right now after we bitch slapped him last night.
Dang, is it already? Didn't that game just start? 7-3.
I think I just saw it.
Oh, wow.
7-2, by the way, bottom of the third.
Okay, jeez.
Crotch chop.
Right.
Mets are coming for you.
Well, number two. Tua Tagovailoa getting his deal. The extension is worth $212.4 million, 167 guaranteed. The average value of $53.1 million makes him the third highest paid annual quarterback in the league. Dolphins had to get it done. He's still only the eighth most guaranteed money.
Yeah, and maybe that's some of the concessions. But anyone, like, I heard some people out there being like, oh, I wouldn't pay Tua more than $30 million a year. I'm like,
okay, then he's going to walk, dude.
Welcome to Skylar Thompson and Mike White. Or you go down the road of the Kirk Cousins things where you tag him and you just... This is just the way the deals get done nowadays. And when Tua's healthy, dude, Tua put up MVP numbers last year. Question is, can he keep doing it? Can he keep, you know, can he keep healthy? And look at the, between Waddle Hill and Tua is a big old hunker. Your salary cap.
Yes, it is. The three highest paid, or the only team with three skill position players making a minimum of $50 million a year, I believe. Yikes. Number one. It's finally here. 4 years. Olympics is underway. We had our opening ceremonies in France today. I know the competition had already been started. But the Parade of Nations, a little bit different this time around. Usually they walk around like a stadium. They just went right down the River Seine on their boats. It was raining outside. The production was kind of wild. There were a million things going on. You had a headless Marie Antoinette. You had Snoop Dogg walking around with a torch. There was a lot.
Dude, there was a ton. Celine Dion performed.
That's right.
She sang a French song that I don't know what it is, but it was really, really beautiful. Lady Gaga had on this elaborate feather costume.
She didn't do a meat suit?
No. She was classing it up. Well, she loves the whole history of France. I'm not French, but I very much, she loves that bygone era of like French classical cabaret music. It was really cool. Like, I like the opening ceremonies. I know some people kind of poo-poo it, but I'll tell you what, there was a lot going on. The French people brought the heat, so to speak. And of course, some people had a problem with it because the just give it a whirl. If you're sitting around tonight, I'm sure they're going to be replaying it all night on Peacock and NBC.
It was like some weird dramatic variety show or something like that. There was just a lot happening.
There was a lot happening. And visually, the headless, I was not ready for the headless Marie Antoinette.
I mean, I know
who's
it
singing,
goes in history,
by the way.
But, yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool.
So the Olympics officially underway. I don't know about you. I like a lot of these events. I have some childhood nostalgia tied with a lot of ones, especially the summer. So I will be watching as the games continue. Interested to see, of course, if Steph Curry will be the leading scorer. 3-1 odds on that.
Oh, I like that you're already betting on Olympic futures.
Yeah,
good for you.
Of course. The Hot 5 at 5 brought to you, as always, by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, home of the best burrito in Oregon. You can visit them online at victorricos.com. Coming up next, I have three or four stories we could roll through. I may let Suk spin the wheel of randomness. In fact,
like a wheel of random.
That is what we are going to do. Coming up next, Primetime, 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This is a Big Ten Media Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Whiskey bottle! Brand new car. It's Primetime. We're back. I'm singing Lynyrd Skynyrd, which I don't think I've ever done before.
No, I don't. You don't hear a lot of Buck. That's usually a songbird of our generation, Asachi.
Yeah.
Belting it out. But I can see you doing some Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That would Asachi. Be
doing some Simple Man.
Yeah, that'd be my kind of wheelhouse, at least when it comes to karaoke. I've got a nice, deep kind of baritone voice.
Yeah.
But I have no range and I can't go high. So any, I feel like most really great songs with great vocalists have range in them where they have to go high. I can't do that. So I don't try to mess around with things where in places I don't belong, but I'll hit you with like a Johnny Cash Ring of Fire.
There you go.
You don't have to go or a Garth Brooks Friends in Low Places.
Well, if you're doing drunken karaoke, the go-to song should be Friends in Low Places, because the crowd,
everyone knows it.
The crowd sings along,
and it's not hard to.
No.
And it's not a hard one to hit.
No, and once you get everyone singing along, then it doesn't matter that you can't sing. But I'm with you there. You got to choose something. You got to choose something gravelly. Like if you can't sing, because I can't sing at all. Yeah, you got to go with something a little raspy, a little gravelly that doesn't try to. You're not going to hit notes.
I know it's not raspy or gravelly, but my all-time favorite karaoke moment was at Losers in Vegas, and someone got up there and did a Piano Man. The whole bar started singing
See,
it along.
Again, that's any, a good one. Anything that Fantastic. The crowd can sing along with, Sweet Caroline, or like if you go with Don't Stop Believin', when you can recruit the entire bar. I will say that one of the more impressive ones that I've ever heard is at the Crab Feed, the infamous Eastern Oregon Crab Feed.
Yeah.
We were at the one bar in town, and one Dusty Fan Manhera led a phenomenal drunken carry. And when I say drunken, I mean drunken version of Friends in Low Places, and it brought the crowd down. I was very, very impressed. But yes, you got the crowd songs. It's the best way to go.
It's an easy crowd pleaser.
I'm not certain Eastern Oregon would feel the Piano Man vibe, but like in Vegas. Vegas works. Is it a cowboy bar?
Losers is a cowboy bar because Winners is the one that's on Broadway in Nashville.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
They're brother-sister bars.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh.
Bold right. move going with Piano Man at a cowboy bar, but.
Interesting.
Well, a lady rapped before, so.
Yeah. That's.
All right. I've got a dealer's choice here for you, Sook. Lots of tidbits left over today.
I like tids and bits.
Yeah, tids and bits. The Kelce brothers are doing something that absolutely no one asked for, but it'll still probably make them a ton of money. We have that. I think I might have found Andrew Nemec sports gambling online, some better receipts from NFL draft gambling. Sounds a lot like him. Also, one of the strangest one of one collectibles you could possibly pull in a pack of baseball cards, and a truly awful new pair of signature sneakers.
Boy, I don't know where to go on that.
Lots of choices.
I'm so intrigued by what's happening here. Let's go with the awful signature sneakers for 400, Alex.
Okay, well, this is in Paris, and your man Wemby is getting his big first Nike.
I did see that.
Did you see these freaking things?
Yeah, I did see those.
They looked like those... I guess that Will would know better than I would, but I don't think they're Yeezys. What are those weird foam-looking... yeah, are those Yeezys?
Those are Yeezys.
They kind of look like that. Yeah. They are a laceless foam-posit shoe. I mean, you can look them up online. Ben Golliver had the first... he had the first photos of them and video of them. It's just... I guess I don't even get how they work. They look so strange to me.
Well, I guess they said that he has a love of science fiction.
Oh.
And he's all about aliens and ships and all that. So they're designed, and he's an alien.
It's like an alien spaceship?
It's supposed to be an alien-type futuristic shoe.
Well, they nailed that part of it, Nike did. They've got big billboards for him all over Paris. Obviously, this Olympics is going to be a huge deal for Wemby and for France with Wemby. But Nike trying to make a signature splash on Wemby, and I don't know, man. I feel like these might need a little bit of work. I generally am here for all the Nike designs, even the cutting-edge ones, but... are people going to be lining up to buy this sneaker?
It's hard for me when we get into sneaker stuff because, this is not meant for me. The Wemby sneakers will not be sold to 46-year-old white guys in the upper left corner of the United States. But I don't know, maybe the kids. Will would be a better one.
Those things suck. Those are horrific. They look like the top of the helmet that the bikers wear. When they're doing like the Tour de France, the big long ones that look like a loogie. Those things are gross.
Well, supposedly like Nike is trying to get back to like being edgy. I guess like that's the whole thing is like some of their stuff has become stale. So they're trying to get edgier. Like one of their, the campaign slogans in for the Summer Olympics is winning isn't for everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
it's prominently featuring Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
Great campaign.
I think there was an idea that Nike for a long time got too inclusive and too caught up in the let's all be in this together as opposed to like the real edgy Nike stuff. And so I guess you're getting back to alien designs and telling losers, hey, it's not for everybody.
Sure. All right, what do we want to do next? Kelsey's doing something no one asked for. Finding an NFL draft better online that might be Nemec. Or
what are the Kelsey brothers up to?
Well, they've released a cereal.
What?
Yes. And it's not a new cereal. It's just a combination of their favorite kids' cereals.
Oh.
So I don't have much of an issue with the concept, but putting these three cereals together seems really dumb. Their choices.
So why are there three cereals when there's only two of them?
I don't know. Maybe there was one they both liked and a wild card. They each picked one. I don't know, but it's three different cereals that existed in our childhoods, at least mine.
Okay, all under the same brand. So obviously it's
like a Kellogg's thing.
Got together and was like, hey, let's do this. And somehow the Kelsey brothers are moving cereal now?
I guess.
Big deal.
You want to take any guesses as to which cereals they chose?
We haven't had a backlash yet towards the Kelsey brothers.
Not yet. I think whoever set up their social medias or whoever they kind of locked into from a PR standpoint. There was some scrubbing that went on back in the day, and there's no dirt on those guys whatsoever, and they haven't stepped in it yet.
Would have thought by now the tides would have turned a little bit, because normally when you get someone that kind of comes out of nowhere and they become real famous real fast.
And no offense, but Travis sometimes seems like a bit of a dumbass.
Jason seems like way the better brother. Yeah, Travis seems like a big dumb animal.
And I love him, but like he has put himself so squarely in the spotlight. I feel like if there was anything to find out, being that he's with Taylor Swift and he's a Super Bowl champion, like we would have known by now.
All right, so what do we got here?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Delicious, by the way. CTC, nothing wrong with
CT
that.
CT Crunch.
That would be my one That would be my number one overall pick in the serial draft.
It wouldn't be my number one, but I'm not going to argue with someone going with the CTC. I mean, that's a fine one.
And like, it's not one that you like as an adult. I can't remember the last time I bought it, but if you're going to indulge in cereal, that one rocks.
Here's my thing. If you're an adult and you're eating breakfast cereal on a daily basis, you got to take a long, hard look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's like if you're eating donuts every day. It's not, that's just a terrible habit. But if you told me right now, you put a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch with some 2% milk in front of me, guess who's eating that son of a gun?
Yeah, you're crushing it.
It's delicious.
Now, the cereal
and
only gets...
the milk is the best part of it, by the way.
Only gets less healthy after the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It gets less healthy?
Yeah, because next you have Reese's Puffs.
Oh, I don't know.
The Reese's cereal.
I don't know if I've ever had Reese's Puffs. I'm assuming it's just puffs, like Kix that taste like Reese's
chocolate.
Peanut butter.
It's exactly right. Or the chocolate peanut butter puffs. So it's basically Kix that they flavored chocolate and peanut butter. Yeah. I've tasted them before. I've tasted a handful of them. They're fine. And even that, okay.
Do they taste like Reese's peanut butter?
Oh, yeah, they do.
They're
fat,
good.
Chubby, middle school Will Ortner. Loved him some Reese's Puffs.
Yeah. All right. I got no complaints because the Reese's peanut butter cup, delicious.
So, and I actually think that could maybe work with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Maybe.
That's a little weird.
It's a little bit odd.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And then they throw in the Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Yeah, I guess. But these three things don't go together.
No. So
I'll eat it.
I kind of want to try this now. But it does seem...
You're an adult. You can't buy it.
I feel like that's the only good part from Ted 2 is the Liam Neeson scene.
Trying to buy the Lucky Charms.
He's trying to buy Trix.
That's right.
That's Ted 2 is such an awful movie. Ted 1.
I never saw 2.
Ted 1 was great. Ted 2 is bad, except there is a great scene where Liam Neeson goes in and tries to buy a box of Trix from Ted. And it's a whole thing about how he's concerned that they're exclusively for kids. And then if he buys them, he's gonna have problems. Look it up. It's the best scene in that whole movie. But I just don't know. So you're now.
So here you have it. Here's their box, the Kelsey Mix.
So you're combining Cinnamon Toast Crunch. So you got cinnamon,
chocolate peanut butter,
cinnamon and sugar with chocolate and peanut butter. Which again, that seems fine. But now we're adding rainbow colored marshmallow flavoring to that, and then the
just like a sugar.
Yeah,
flavor.
But I did the other parts of Lucky Charms. I don't even know what that flavor is.
It's
cardboard?
It's almost like a vanilla sugar glaze kind of a thing. It's I don't know that it's one flake. It's not like, oh, this marshmallow tastes like fruit. And this one, I think it's just marshmallowy, sugary.
But you also know that once you run out of marshmallows in Lucky Charms, that's the end of your cereal. Like, you have to be very careful when eating Lucky Charms to distribute the marshmallows evenly, because if you end up with a bunch of the whatever that's left, whatever the regular cereal is, no one wants that. You have to eat it with the marshmallows. I'm just...
Speaking of no one wants that, of course you can buy all three of these cereals right now. So someone has just gone to the store and bought all three and made a bowl for themselves. It looks terrible. I don't want to eat that.
I'm intrigued. I'm not going to lie.
I'd have a bite to find out what that concoction did.
I don't want to buy all three.
No.
You could maybe get me to buy a box if it was on sale just to try this.
I'd do it.
Because I'm interested. Although if I was putting together three cereals... That's not where I would go. I think you can put together better flavor combos, like in your cereals.
I'm trying to think of what those are
of
exactly.
Where I would want to go. I think I'd maybe start with like a Honey Bunches of Oats.
Okay.
You know, I think that's a good start. Like is a good base. It's not an overwhelming flavor. You got some almonds. You know, you got the nuts in there. You got the honey. And then I think you could probably do something with maybe like a Special K, because now you're throwing some strawberries in there.
Red berry in there, yeah.
A little red berry.
Yeah.
Or you going healthy cereal here, dude?
That is not healthy. Honey Bunches of Oats is not healthy.
That's as healthy as cereal gets, though.
It's healthy by kids' cereal standards.
What if you did like a Honey Bunches of Oats, and then you went, because again, you've got the almond sugariness, then we threw in some Fruity Pebbles to go along with that, because now we've gone just pure sugar. That's just crack. So I'd go Fruity Pebbles, Honey Bunches of Oats... And then to put it over the top, like, I don't think you can do, like, an overly heavy chocolate thing with that.
No, not if you already have the berries in there.
I'm trying to think of what the third, you know, how about this? How about I go Honey Bunches of Oats, Cinnamon Toast, or not Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Honey Bunches of Oats, Fruity Pebbles, and now I'm coming over the top with some Captain Crunch and Crunch Berries.
Oh, okay.
I think I've got a good, I think that's a good mix.
I'm not much of a Fruity Pebbles guy because I hate the way they get soggy, but so I could see that working.
I think that off the top of my head, I think that might be the three that I'm going with. I love it. Well, healthy.
That's as healthy as that get. Like, I thought you were going to throw Raisin Bran in there too. Like, if you're going to eat cereal, eat bad for you cereal. It's like ice cream. Don't give me the healthy ice cream. Eat the bad ice cream.
Well, the cereal hot takes are now a flying. We will have to revisit them when we get to the club coming up at the top of the hour. But coming up next, our friend Joey Harrington lied to our ears live about 3 weeks ago, and now he has to answer for it. Plus, he's an owner of the Thorns now, so we'll get to all that next. But first, Will with SportsCenter.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
It is story time with Joey Harrington. No Isaac Ropp this week, and I know before I have questions for Joey, Joey has questions about Ropp.
Why? I mean, why even employ him at this point? Like, that's my question, is between, like, Kansas and golf and Vegas and COVID and then fake COVID and then, like, calling out that, oh, it was the 4th of July, and then he came back. That's what, like, I seriously have talked to the guy one time in the last 2 months. What's the point?
Well, I've talked to him, like, three times, and I work with him every day. So, you know, I got that going for me.
And we get a nice text every now and again, but you know, he is down on the California Peninsula at Pebble Beach.
Oh boy!
Yeah, I texted him last night and I asked him, "Are you just playing Pebble?" And he said, "No, I'm playing Spyglass in Spanish Bay too."
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Okay, let's back this up here. So he is. This is like a company trip, this is a buddy's trip, because, I mean, let's call a spade here. It's not, if you're going to play Pebble, right, and, you know, apparently talking about finances is generally frowned upon, but we're throwing this out here. You can't make a tee time at Pebble unless you stay on property.
Yes.
For a minimum of 3 nights. And last time I checked, like 8 years ago, the cheapest room on property is like $900 a night. So we'll call it $1,000, right? So that's $3,000 in just lodging. You got to get yourself down there. Tee times there, what, are now like $700 a piece? You know, like, what are we going on? Like, does he have like a sugar daddy going on? Like, what's happening here? Or do radio hosts just, are they, oh, new media deal.
Well, the other thing is that the Asahi brand is growing.
It's taken off.
That's exactly like the Asahi brand with the new NBA media deal they've gotten looped into that whole thing, huh?
Yeah, because it's not a radio thing, because I have a tee time this weekend as well. I don't know if you've heard of this esteemed course that I'm playing, Rose City, I believe, and it's very exclusive. So me and Rob are going to be doing the same thing this weekend, just at slightly different courses.
Well, those of us who grew up in the area, we just call it the Rose, right?
You know, yeah, the Rose.
Just like they call it Pebble.
It's just the Rose.
Yeah,
you know, exactly.
Just going to the Rose. He claims.
Well, enough about Rob. Like, he misses out. Like, okay, good. Like I can't do this anymore. He's not going to, if he doesn't want to be here, then screw him. You know, he's not going to rain on our parade.
We can talk about you becoming an owner of the Thorns.
Yes.
Do you have, like, I need to know what perks, because as someone that gets thorny at almost every game, I need to know now, do I have exclusive ins with the owner of the Portland Thorns?
Exclusive in, well, if Rob keeps on missing our Friday appointments, then I guess it would be exclusive.
That's right.
And by owner, look, let's call a spade here, right? We're dropping a pebble into the lake here in terms of the ownership stake. However, it was kind of a fun thing that's been in the works for a while, and I just loved the idea of being invested in Portland, being invested in the fabric of Portland sports. So yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of questions, and I'll do the best I can to answer.
But, I mean, technically now, are you a owner of the Portland Thorns?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes, the technical answer is yes. Now, I don't know I don't believe that they make decimal points small enough to quantify the ownership stake. However, that is a factual statement.
Walk me through then, like, how it went about. Because I saw that, and I thought it was really cool. Like I said, I've really grown over the last couple of years to really love going to those games and, like you said, being part of the city. But that kind of walked me through how that happened, because a kid from the area, that's pinch myself type of stuff.
It really is, and it's a longer story than I think we have time for in story time. It was a process, and you know, it kind of started with a conversation I was having with Jeff Atinella as soon as they announced that the Thorns were up for sale. And I jokingly said to him, I was like, hey, you know, you and me, let's go do it. And on a serious note, I said, you know what, this new ownership group would do well to have some sort of local representation, some sort of boots on the ground, because look, Portland's different. Right, Portland. There is the way I described it is it's as loyal as Philly, as loyal as Boston, but just more of like a Grateful Dead kind of loyal. You know, it's got a different flavor to it. And so I said, you know, they'd be really smart to have some sort of local connection in this ownership group. And you know, sure enough, I was contacted by a friend, you know, about a month later, and the conversation started in terms of putting a group together that would represent Oregon, you know, and, you know, my call to Ashton, you know, it was, I mean, he is literally the greatest athlete in the history of the world, and Breanne is such an incredible representation of women in sports. I mean, you know, she's an Olympic medalist herself. Yeah. So, like, to have Ashton and Breanne as part of this group is amazing. Like, it was a process, though. I mean, there were hurdles. There were all sorts of exclusionary clauses, and in the end, yeah, I ended up signing on a dotted line, and you know, like I said, I'm just hoping to be a reference point, right? You know, so when the Bethal family asks, you know, what should we do? Like, what do you think would work best? Or here's what we're thinking. Or conversely, you know, if there's something going on, you know, in the stands or on the streets, or you know, hey, here's what Portland is thinking, and here's what I think would go a long ways in terms of making this. Because let me take a step back. All of our goals is to make the Portland Thorns the greatest women's football club in the world, right? And so, what are the steps to go about making that happen while also making sure that this city is represented and that we do right by Portland along the way? You know, and that is, I mean, I think if you know me, that has always been at the core of who I am and at the core of what I want to do, whether it's, you know, football and at U of O, or whether it's, you know, my foundation. It's like everything that I do is poured into this city and this state. And so it's going to be a lot of fun to be a representative of Portland and make sure that the decisions that are made for this club are made in the best interest of the city.
Well, two things. One, it hurts my feelings that you reached out to the world's greatest athlete and not the two-time All Mountain West center from the late 90s. So let's just get that out of the way.
Well,
and two, just saying, hurts my feelings.
Okay.
And, you know, if you need someone that has experience in making policy with Portland soccer, I want you to know that me and my friend, we are responsible. When you go down now, popcorn in the Lexus Lounge at the Thorns and Timbers games, that's me. I did that. I've already created policy.
He's got a track record,
I've got
Joey.
A track record of getting things done, Joey.
Well, I thought you were actually going to say when you go down into the Lexus Lounge, there's a sign that says something that you can't do with popcorn. I was like, what did you do? Did you seriously get in trouble? But no, so you got popcorn at the Lexus Lounge?
Yeah, this is a true story. So my buddy, who I just Cato Caitlin, he's got a field suite down there. So if you're ever down at the Mac end, like the last little four tabletop right there, like where they take the corner kicks, that's Hawthorne Liquor. That's us. Me and my buddy are down there for all the games. And our one complaint, we have many, but our big one was...
Well, now you have an ear with ownership.
Now so. I got an ear with ownership. So we went down there, and for years, they didn't have popcorn. They have a really good food spread. They got a full bar, all of that stuff. But no popcorn. If you wanted popcorn, you had to walk up into the stands and buy it. It wasn't included. And we thought that was ridiculous. And so we set out our mission. We were like, we're going to change this. And then one night we were at the Kell's Smoker, the St. Patty's Day. The boxing thing. And me and my buddy, we had had a few. And we happened to be sitting next to some people from the Timbers and the Thorns. They had a table. Needless to say, over several glasses of Tullamore Dew, we let our feelings be known. And that night, they're like, hey, here's my number. Call and text me next time you go to a game. And we kind of pushed our agenda. And sure enough, we go to the next game, and I get a text message from one of the people over there, Todd Spear, who was like, hey, you might want to go check at the far end of the buffet. And what was there? Popcorn.
This is a man that gets things done. I think you need him on the team.
We get things done, Joey. I'm making policy. So I just want you to know, as ownership now, if you need a liaison with the fans and someone with experience in getting this done, not talking about it, getting things done, I want you to know we're there for you.
I truly appreciate it. Is your friend Liquor Rick?
Yes, that was the original founder of it. Yes.
Unbelievable. I had no idea.
Yeah.
What a small world. My point, right? This is our town. This is our city. This is our team. Like I got to meet the team yesterday. Ashton and Brianne and I got to talk with them. And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
With Joey on 1080 The Fan.
It is story time with Joey Harrington. No Isaac Ropp this week, and I know before I have questions for Joey, Joey has questions about Ropp.
Why? I mean, why even employ him at this point? Like, that's my question, is between, like, Kansas and golf and Vegas and COVID and then fake COVID and then, like, calling out that, oh, it was the 4th of July, and then he came back. That's what, like, I seriously have talked to the guy one time in the last 2 months. What's the point?
Well, I've talked to him, like, 3 times, and I work with him every day. So, you know, I got that going for me.
And we get a nice text every now and again, but you know, he is down on the California Peninsula at Pebble Beach.
Oh boy!
Yeah, I texted him last night and I asked him, "Are you just playing Pebble?" And he said, "No, I'm playing Spyglass in Spanish Bay too."
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Okay, let's back this up here. So he is. This is like a company trip, this is a buddy's trip, because I mean let's call a spade here. It's not, if you're gonna play Pebble, right, and you know, apparently talking about finances is generally frowned upon, but we're throwing this out here, you can't make a tee time at Pebble unless you stay on property,
yes,
for a minimum of 3 nights. And the cheap, last time I checked, like 8 years ago, the cheapest room on property is like $900 a night. So we'll call it $1,000, right? So that's $3,000 in just lodging. You got to get yourself down there. Tee times there, what, are now like $700 a piece? You know, like, what are we going on? Like, does he have like a sugar daddy going on? Like, what's happening here? Or do radio hosts just, are they, oh, new media deal.
Well, the other thing is that we the Asahi brand is growing.
It's taken off.
That's exactly like the Asahi brand with the new NBA media deal has, they've got looped into that whole thing, huh?
Yeah. Because it's not a radio thing, because I have a tee time this weekend as well. I don't know if you've heard of this Esteem course that I'm playing, Rose City, I believe, and it's very exclusive. So me and Ropp are going to be doing the same thing this weekend, just at slightly different courses.
Well, those of us who grew up in the area, we just call it the Rose, right?
You know, yeah, the Rose.
Just like they call it Pebble.
It's just the Rose.
Yeah, just
you know, exactly.
Just going to the Rose. He
How
claims.
Are you guys? Well, enough about Ropp. Like, he misses out. Like, okay, good. Like I can't do this anymore. He's not going to, if he doesn't want to be here, then screw him. You know, he's not going to rain on our parade.
We can talk about you becoming an owner of the Thorns.
Yes.
Do you have, like, I need to know what perks, because as someone that gets thorny at almost every game, I need to know now, do I have exclusive ins with the owner of the Portland Thorns?
Exclusive in, well, if Ropp keeps on missing our Friday appointments, then I guess it would be exclusive.
That's right.
And by owner, look, let's call a spade here, right? We're dropping a pebble into the lake here in terms of the ownership stake. However, it was kind of a fun thing that's been in the works for a while. And, I just loved the idea of being invested in Portland, being invested in the fabric of Portland sports. I'm sure there's plenty of questions, and I'll do the best I can to answer.
But, I mean, technically now, are you a owner of the Portland Thorns?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes, the technical answer is yes. Now I don't believe that they make decimal points small enough to quantify the ownership stake. However, that is a factual statement.
Walk me through then, like, how it went about, because I saw that and I thought it was really cool. like I said, I've really grown over the last couple of years to really love going to those games and, like you said, being part of the city. But that kind of walked me through how that happened, because a kid from the area, that's, you know, that's pinch myself type of stuff.
It really is, and it's a longer story than I think we have time for in story time. It was a process, and you know, it kind of started with a conversation I was having with Jeff Atinella as soon as they announced that the Thorns were up for sale, and I jokingly said to him, I was like, "Hey, you know, you and me, let's go do it." And on a serious note, I said, "You know what? This new ownership group would do well to have some sort of local representation, some sort of boots on the ground, because look, Portland's different, right? Portland's, there is a, the way I described it is it's, you know, it's as loyal as Philly, as loyal as Boston, but just more of like a Grateful Dead kind of loyal, you know, yeah. It's got a different flavor to it. And so I said, you know, they'd be really smart to have some sort of local connection in this ownership group. And, you know, sure enough, I was contacted by a friend, you know, about a month later, and the conversation started in terms of putting a group together that would represent Oregon, you know, and, you know, my call to Ashton, you know, it was, I mean, he is literally the greatest athlete in the history of the world, and Breanne is such an incredible representation of women in sports. I mean, you know, she's an Olympic medalist herself. Yeah. So, like, to have Ashton and Breanne as part of this group is amazing. Like, it was a process, though. I mean, there were hurdles, there were all sorts of exclusionary clauses, and in the end, yeah, I ended up signing on a dotted line, and you know, like I said, I'm just hoping to be a reference point, right? You know, so when the Bethal family asks, you know, what should we do? Like, what do you think would work best? Or here's what we're thinking. Or conversely, you know, if there's something going on, you know, in the stands or on the streets, or, you know, hey, here's what Portland is thinking, and here's what I think would go a long ways in terms of making this. Because here's the, let me kind of take a step back. All of our goals is to make the Portland Thorns the greatest women's football club in the world, right? And so what are the steps to go about making that happen while also making sure that this city is represented and that we do right by Portland along the way? You know, and that is, I mean, I think if you know me, that has always been at the core of who I am and at the core of what I want to do, whether it's, you know, football and at U of O, or whether it's, you know, my foundation. It's like everything that I do is poured into this city and this state. And so it's going to be a lot of fun to be a representative of Portland and make sure that the decisions that are made for this club are made in the best interest of the city.
Well, two things. One, it hurts my feelings that you reached out to the world's greatest athlete and not the two-time All Mountain West center from the late 90s. So let's just get that out of the way.
Well,
and two, just saying, hurts my feelings. And, you know, if you need someone that has experience in making policy with Portland soccer, I want you to know that me and my friend, we are responsible. When you go down now, popcorn in the Lexus Lounge at the Thorns and Timbers games, that's me. I did that. I've already created policy.
He's got a track record,
I've got
Joey.
A track record of getting things done, Joey.
Well, I thought you were actually going to say, when you go down into the Lexus Lounge, there's a sign that says something that you can't do with popcorn. I was like, what did you do? Like, did you seriously get in trouble? But no, so you got popcorn at the Lexus Lounge?
Yeah, this is a true story. So my buddy, who I just Cato Caitlin, he's got a field suite down there. So if you're ever down at the Mac end, like the last little four tabletop right there, like where they take the corner kicks, that's Hawthorne yep. Liquor. That's us. Me and my buddy are down there for all right. the games. And our one complaint, well, actually we have many, but our big one was...
Well, now you have an ear with ownership.
Now so. I got an ear with ownership. So we went down there, and for years, they didn't have popcorn. They have a really good food spread. They got a full bar, all of that stuff. But no popcorn. If you wanted popcorn, you had to walk up into the stands and buy it. It wasn't included, and we thought that was ridiculous. And so we set out our mission. We were like, we're going to change this. And then one night, we were at the Kell's Smoker, the St. Paddy's
yep.
Day.
The boxing, yeah.
Yeah, the boxing thing. And me and my buddy, we had had a few. And we happened to be sitting next to some people from the Timbers and the Thorns. They had a table. Needless to say, over several glasses of Tullamore Dew, we let our feelings be known. And that night, they're like, hey, here's my number. Call and text me next time you go to a game. And we kind of pushed our agenda. And sure enough, we go to the next game and I get a text message from one of the people over there, Todd Spear, who was like, hey, you might want to go check at the far end of the buffet. And what was there? Popcorn.
This is a man that gets things done. I think you need him on the team.
We get things done, Joey. I'm making policy. So I just want you to know, as ownership now, if you need a liaison with the fans and someone with experience and getting S done, not talking about it, getting things done, I want you to know, we're there for you.
I truly appreciate it. Is your friend Liquor Rick?
Yes, that was the original founder of it. Yes.
Unbelievable. I had no idea.
Yeah.
What a small world. That's there you go. To my point, right? This is our town. This is our city. This is our team. Like I got to meet the team yesterday. Ashton and Brianna and I got to talk with them. And that was literally what I conveyed to them. You know, they asked, like, why? Like, why invest in our team, our sport? Two reasons. One, because Christine Sinclair is literally the reason that I'm a soccer fan. Like, I watched her play at UP, and it was the NCAA quarterfinal Notre Dame. And you want to talk about an athlete. And not just an athlete, but just like a badass athlete. Like she was, I walked away, you know, after my only experiences at that point being, you know, men's soccer players getting carried off on stretchers. And then you get to the sideline and start running laps around the place. Like Christine Sinclair, I'll tell you what, like that is one of those seminal moments that sticks out in my mind where I said, not only am I a soccer fan after watching you, but I'm a women's soccer fan and you're my favorite. And number two, why? Because I love Portland. Like I said a minute ago, like it's Liquor Rick. It's, you know, it's Nick's Coney Island down the street. It's Lenny the Barber. Right, who, you know, right across the street from Hawthorne Liquor there. Like, it is, my mom went to Sunset. My dad was the principal at David Douglas. My mother-in-law went to St. Mary's. Like, I met my wife at Central. Like, we live in the neighborhoods where we grew up. Like, there is something different about Portland. Like, there is a connectivity that is really, really special. And it's for those of us who have been here our whole lives, like, it lives in us. So I'm thrilled to hear that Hawthorne Liquor is a representative down in the table area. And I might have to come down and have a bucket of popcorn with you.
Get down there, man.
So one more quick one for you before we pivot over to American football. But how does, I mean, I totally get your connection to this, but I know that the investor group also includes Bryce Young and also includes Brandon Cooks. How did guys like that get involved? Obviously, Brandon has an OSU connection, but I'm not sure about Portland, and Bryce Young, as far as I can tell, doesn't really have much of one. So how do those guys get involved, and what's their interest like?
Right. So there was, like I said, it was a much longer process than we probably have time for. Ashton and I ended up being included in an investor group, an investor arm out of Newport, right? And so it's a fund that that isn't just specific to us.
Sure.
Brandon Cooks is, you know, obviously has Oregon ties. You know, I think Bryce wanted it, you know, just to be part of, you know, because he believes in women's sports and in the NWSL. Jeremy Abobase, a former Portland Timber, is also part of the group. Yeah. So I think what the ownership group, what the Raj group, the Bethal family wanted to make sure is that they made room for people who didn't just want to put their money into a, you know, just to say I'm an owner of a team, right? They wanted to make room for people like Ashton and Brianne and I who were passionate, right? Like, people who actually wanted to be part of the process. And so they made room within an investment group that also includes other people, like you mentioned. So that's kind of how that all works out.
Well, we kind of buried the lead here today, Joey. This is an excellent story. We're excited for you. We're excited for the Thorns. But you lied to us recently, and we're going to have to discuss that next. Yeah. You've got something to answer for.
Yeah.
And we will discuss that next on Storytime with Joey Harrington, brought to you by Mods PDX.
Storytime with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to Storytime with Joey Harrington. Awesome stuff about the Portland Thorns ownership. Pretty exciting time to be involved in that. The team's been doing well, and Joey now gets a piece of it.
I have some concerns, though, that one of the owners now is...
We have integrity concerns.
Integrity, yes. I'm concerned.
Hold on. Don't be going this route. Just come out and say it. What are we talking about?
Oh, we will.
Let me sit through a commercial break. Sitting through a commercial break, wondering about what I lied about?
You know what you did. Actually, I don't think you do know what you did. You were asked directly on this show.
Yes.
I think it was 3 weeks ago when the first Generation O uniforms with D'Anthony Thomas came out. Mm-hmm. We asked if you had been consulted in any such project, and you flatly denied any involvement.
Yes.
And yet, we have to see your beautiful face and your immaculate head of hair.
Like 2 weeks later.
In a teaser video that we knew nothing about. Yeah. Introducing the new Generation O uniforms, which, by the way, are freaking sweet.
You want the honest truth?
That's what we're here for.
I think we deserve it because I don't think we got the honest truth last time. And quite frankly, as a loyal member of the Thorns Army, it hurts my feelings.
They made you sign an NDA, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it's the Rose City Riveters. And number two, I didn't get the call until after I talked to you.
No.
So, I did tell you the truth. I will produce text message screenshots. I will send them over to you, and you can recant your accusation on live air because I do not lie to my friends. I may not invite you to come sit on the green couch, but I do not lie to my friends, and I show up to appointments unlike Rop. So thank you. Apology accepted in advance. I was not contacted until after you guys raised the question. And then, yes, I did shoot a promo with an incredible head of hair that I had not gotten cut for a while, and no, the orange Nike mailbox does not exist on the sidewalk anymore. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Okay, two things. One, seriously, the hair, whatever you're doing, it really is. It's
biotin game. Like, what is that?
Yeah, what are we? But there's botanicals in there. It looks great. But you expect us to believe
lavender and hibiscus.
Okay,
you expect us to believe that in the 2 weeks since we talked, that you were contacted, agreed, shot, produced, released said video? It's suspect, Joey. Suspect. There's not enough time.
I'm pulling up. Okay, hold on.
You're driving. Be safe, please.
I'm in the car right now. I cannot do this. I cannot legally or morally pull this up. I will be sending you the text message as soon as I stop driving, and you will, immediately upon receipt, apologize on air for said accusations.
We'll see.
I am open to the idea that I am wrong, but I'll tell you right now, it's suspect. The timeline doesn't add up. It just doesn't.
Well, it does. It does. Mm. It does. In the words of Terry Hatcher from Seinfeld.
Yeah, they're real.
Oh, yes. It is real, and it's beautiful.
Seriously, those The uniforms?
Oh, no, it's not beautiful. It's spectacular.
Spectacular.
Dang it.
Spectacular. Yeah, they're real and they're spectacular. The uniforms, by the way, dude, they hit those things out of the park.
Also spectacular.
I mean, that's, and this is a bold statement because I haven't always loved everything that Oregon's done. I think in recent times they've gotten it right more often than they haven't. I'm making a bold statement right now. Dude, that's the best thing they've come up with. That's the best uniform combo that they've ever had.
Well, it's the combo of like the, because it's not really the original O helmet, right?
Yeah, right.
It's the apple. It's got an apple green, but it's got the metallic finish. But yeah. O's back on the side. But then you combine it with the Pat Johnson, yeah. You know, those Pat Johnson uniforms with the yellow and the green. I think is it green pants?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yellow
all
pants.
Green.
Yep. All green. I mean, it's so good.
It works.
So good.
Can we make an official, like, can we start a declaration? I know that it's innovative and there's lots of different colors. Can we just make that the official green? Like, that green just works. It should be in everything they do.
I don't disagree. There was something I was going to say. Oh, yes, the video itself.
Yeah.
There were so many great lines that got left on the cutting room floor. Mm. I was so, like, the video turned out great, but it could have been, they did an incredible job. But I had this bit about gout, like, you know, because that was the whole thing of, like, playing up, like, how old the helmet was and playing up how old I was. You know, it was like, dear Nike, how are you? I am fine.
Except
the
for
last
the gout.
23 years have been good. Well, except for Detroit and that whole stop in Miami and, you know, that whole Bobby Petrino thing. And we had some good. Can you please, fix up my friend here and send me some shoes that can cure my gout? And like, oh, we had some good, really good one-liners in there, but it didn't quite make it.
I did see the slick Harrington Foundation Jordan 1s, though, you were wearing.
Do they have those in there?
Yeah, yeah. They see when you're walking to the mailbox. I caught a glimpse. I'm a sneaker guy. I saw.
All right, we had a little product placement. You know, you gotta represent the students.
Yeah.
So I am curious about one thing, and it's much broader, but I think the uniforms is kind of a microcosm of it. I know that these uniforms, they're calling them the Gangrene Generation O, and obviously it's meant to link previous iterations of uniforms from when you played and from when guys before you played. But I know that, you know, 3 years ago, before Dan Lanning got hired, you and a number of other Ducks famously had that letter to Rob Mullins asking or talking about honoring the past and essentially the turnover that had been going on and having some continuity and sticking to what made Oregon, Oregon. It feels like, at least in the last 2 years that we've had with Dan Lanning going into a third, that there has been much more of an emphasis on connecting with older players, with looking back to the past while continuing to push forward. Based on some of the things that you and those other players put in that letter then, do you feel like culturally Dan Lanning is kind of honoring some of that stuff? I know this isn't necessarily his idea, but this feels like one of those things that is connecting the past while also moving forward.
Well, the whole, and we've talked about this, you know, when it came out, the whole point of that was finding a guy who wanted to commit to us, mm-hmm. right? Finding a guy who wanted to say, I love Oregon for Oregon, not as used to get somewhere else that I want to go, right? And that's been the key of all of it. And that's what Dan has done so incredibly well is, like you said, he has embraced what Oregon is. And he has embraced Oregon as a destination rather than a stepping stone and said, we have everything here that we possibly need to make us the best. And that incorporates, not just in terms of resources right now, but we have the history. We have the alums. We have the, you know, I hesitate on the word tradition because tradition, you know, our tradition is no tradition, right?
Innovation is the tradition.
Our tradition is, yeah, exactly. Like, our tradition is literally buying into the fact that we are good enough, right? We haven't arrived, but at the same point, we haven't arrived, right? Mm-hmm. That's that balance of finding somebody or being willing to push the envelope, being willing to rock the boat, while also staying loyal to the program itself, right? That's that delicate balance that was so hard to find for so many years. And Rob and everybody who is involved with that has done such an incredible job, not just with the hire of Dan, but with everything with the program going forward.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I thought it was interesting. I heard someone say the other day that they thought that uniform was kind of representative of what Dan Lanning has done with the program, what the program has done since Dan Lanning got there as far as making sure that connectedness is there.
Yeah, but I think, the idea of these uniforms, the uniform redesign is simply acknowledging the journey that we've had to get to where we are,
yeah.
Right? That's how I see it,
yeah.
Right? Because we are, like we've talked about before, there are the programs out there, Michigan, Ohio State, USC, Alabama, that literally have a century of tradition, mm-hmm. a century of winning. We are not one of those schools. And we are one of those schools that can literally, year by year, trace the steps that have helped us get to where we are, right?
Yeah.
Start with Bill Musgrave, and him come in the season where they started 5-1, and then he got hurt, and then he takes him to the first bowl game, and that leads to the Rose Bowl team and Kenny Wheaton and the pick, and that leads to the recruiting class that becomes our teams in 99, 2000, 2001, which lead to the teams of Dennis Dixon. Like, you can literally take a pen and just go bop, 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 bop. And each one of those teams, each one of those generations had something unique about the uniforms. And the uniforms have become such an integral part of Oregon football's brand,
mm-hmm.
that I think it's fitting that they would take a step from each of those tangible stepping stones and help create what these uniforms are going to be going forward. I just thought it was a brilliant use of our short but rapid history and being spearheaded by somebody who has truly bought in to what this program is, what this program was, and what it can be going forward.
Joey, that is all the time we have for today. I don't know if I speak for Souk or not, but I am tempted to give you the benefit of the doubt on the promo lying gate here.
No.
Pending receipts.
Exactly.
Let me just say this. As soon as the car is stopped, there will be photos with highlighted dates coming your way.
Well, thank you for your time. I will talk to you soon.
Oh, and you'll be apologizing soon. Love you guys.
Thank you, Joey. As always, every week, Joey Harrington is brought to you by Mods PDX. The future of building is here. Coming up in the club, frothing wounds. We finally have to get to it. That's next. Primetime, 1080. Storytime with Joey Harrington, brought to you by Mods PDX.
Storytime with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to Storytime with Joey Harrington. Awesome stuff about the Portland Thorns ownership. Pretty exciting time to be involved in that. The team's been doing well, and Joey now gets a piece of it.
I have some concerns, though, that one of the owners now is...
We have integrity concerns.
Integrity, yes. I'm concerned.
Hold on. Don't be going this route. Just come out and say it. What are we talking about?
Oh, we will.
Let me sit through a commercial break. Sitting through a commercial break, wondering about what I lied about?
You know what come you on, did. Man. Actually, I don't think you do know what you did. You were asked directly on this show.
Yes.
I think it was 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. when the first Generation O uniforms, mm-hmm. with D'Anthony Thomas came out. Mm-hmm. We asked if you had been consulted in any such project, and you flatly denied
out.
Any involvement.
Yes.
And yet, we have to see your beautiful face and your immaculate head of hair.
Like 2 weeks later.
In a teaser video that we knew nothing about.
Yeah.
Introducing the new Generation O uniforms, which, by the way, are freaking sweet.
You want the honest truth?
That's what we're here for.
I think we deserve it, because I don't think we got the honest truth last time, and quite frankly, as a loyal member of the Thorns Army, it hurts my feelings.
They made you sign an NDA, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it's the Rose City Riveters. And number two, I didn't get the call until after I talked to you.
No.
So, yeah, I did tell you the truth. I will produce text message screenshots. I will send them over to you, and you can recant your accusation on live air because I do not lie to my friends. I may not invite you to come sit on the green couch, but I do not lie to my friends, and I show up to appointments unlike Rob. So thank you. Apology accepted in advance. I was not contacted until after you guys raised the question. And then, yes, I did shoot a promo with an incredible head of hair that I had not gotten cut for a while. And no, the orange Nike mailbox does not exist on my on the sidewalk anymore. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Okay, two things. One, seriously, the hair, whatever you're doing, it really is. It's
biotin game. Like, what is that?
Yeah. What are we? But there's botanicals in there. it looks great. But you expect us to believe
lavender and hibiscus.
Okay.
You expect us to believe that in the 2 weeks since we talked, that you were contacted, agreed, shot, produced, released said video. It's suspect, Joey. Suspect. There's not enough time.
I'm pulling up. Okay, hold on.
You're driving. Be safe, please.
I'm in the car right now. I cannot do this. I cannot legally or morally pull this up. I will be sending you the text message as soon as I stop driving, and you will, immediately upon receipt, apologize on air for said accusations.
We'll see.
I am open to the idea that I am wrong, but I'll tell you right now, it's suspect. The timeline doesn't add up. It just doesn't.
Oh, it does. It does. Mm. It does. In the words of Terry Hatcher from Seinfeld.
Yeah, they're real.
Oh, yes. It is real, and it's beautiful.
Seriously, the uniforms.
Oh, no, it's not beautiful. It's spectacular.
Spectacular.
Dang it.
Spectacular. Yeah, they're real, and they're spectacular. The uniforms, by the way. Dude, they hit those things out of the park.
Also spectacular.
I mean, that's, and this is a bold statement because I haven't always loved everything that Oregon's done. I think in recent times they've gotten it right more often than they haven't. I'm making a bold statement right now. Dude, that's the best thing they've come up with. That's the best uniform combo that they've ever had.
Well, it's the combo of like the, because it's not really the original O helmet, right?
Yeah, right.
It's the apple. It's got an apple green, but it's got the metallic finish, but it's O's back on the side. But then you combine it with the Pat Johnson, you know, those Pat Johnson uniforms, the with the yellow and the green. I think is it green pants?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yellow
all
pants,
green.
Yep. All green. I mean, it's so good.
It works.
So and good.
Can we make an official like? Can we start a declaration? I know that it's innovative and there's lots of different colors. Can we just make that the official green? Like, that green just works. It should be in everything they do.
I don't disagree. There was something I was going to say. Oh, yes, the video itself.
Yeah.
There were so many great lines that got left on the cutting room floor. Mm. I was so, like, the video turned out great. But I they did an incredible job. But I had this bit about gout, like, you know, because that was the whole thing of, like, playing up, like, how old the helmet was and playing up how old I was. You know, it was like, dear Nike, how are you? I am fine.
Except
the
for
last
the gout.
23 years have been good. Well, except for Detroit and that whole stop in Miami and, you know, that whole Bobby Petrino thing in Atlanta. Like, oh, we had some good. Can you please, fix up my friend here and send me some shoes that can cure my gout? And, like, oh, we had some good, really good one-liners in there, but it didn't quite make it.
I did see the slick Harrington Foundation Jordan 1s, though, you were wearing.
Did they have those in there?
Yeah, yeah. They see when you're walking to the mailbox. I caught a glimpse. I'm a sneaker guy. I saw
it. All right, a little product placement. You know, you gotta represent the students.
Yeah.
So I am curious about one thing, and it's much broader, but I think the uniforms is kind of a microcosm of it. I know that these uniforms, they're calling them the gangrene Generation O, and obviously it's meant to link previous iterations of uniforms from when you played and from when guys before you played. But I know that, you know, 3 years ago, before Dan Lanning got hired, you and a number of other Ducks famously had that letter to Rob Mullins asking or talking about honoring the past and essentially the turnover that had been going on and having some continuity and sticking to what made Oregon, Oregon. It feels like, at least in the last 2 years that we've had with Dan Lanning going into a third, that there has been much more of an emphasis on connecting with older players, with looking back to the past while continuing to push forward. Based on some of the things that you and those other players put in that letter then, do you feel like culturally Dan Lanning is kind of honoring some of that stuff? I know this isn't necessarily his idea, but this feels like one of those things that is connecting the past while also moving forward.
Well, the whole, and we've talked about this, you know, when it came out, the whole point of that was finding a guy who wanted to commit to us, mm-hmm. right? Finding a guy who wanted to say, I love Oregon for Oregon, not as used to get somewhere else that I want to go, right? And that's been the key of all of it. And that's what Dan has done so incredibly well is, like you said, he has embraced what Oregon is. And he has embraced Oregon as a destination rather than a stepping stone and said, we have everything here that we possibly need to make us the best. And that incorporate, not just in terms of resources right now, but we have the history. We have the alums. We have the, you know, I hesitate on the word tradition because tradition, you know, our tradition is no tradition, right?
Innovation is the tradition.
Our tradition is, yeah, exactly. Like, our tradition is literally buying into the fact that we are good enough, right? We haven't arrived, but at the same point, we haven't arrived, right? Mm-hmm. That's that balance of finding somebody or being willing to push the envelope, being willing to rock the boat, while also staying loyal to the program itself, right? That's that delicate balance that was so hard to find for so many years. And Rob and everybody who is involved with that has done such an incredible job, not just with the hire of Dan, but with everything with the program going forward.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I thought it was interesting. I heard someone say the other day that they thought that that uniform was kind of representative of what Dan Lanning has done with the program, what the program has done since Dan Lanning got there as far as making sure that connectedness is there.
Yeah, but I think, you know, the idea of these uniforms, the uniform redesign is simply acknowledging the journey that we've had to get to where we are,
yeah.
Right? That's how I see it,
yeah.
Right? Because we are, like we've talked about before, there are the programs out there, Michigan, Ohio State, USC, Alabama, that literally have a century of tradition, mm-hmm. a century of winning. We are not one of those schools. And we are one of, in fact, we are one of those schools that can literally, year by year, trace the steps that have helped us get to where we are, yeah. Right? Start with Bill Musgrave, you know, and him come in the season where they started 5-1, and then he got hurt, and then he takes him to the first bowl game, and that leads to the Rose Bowl team and Kenny Wheaton and the pick, and that leads to the recruiting class that becomes our teams in 99, 2000, 2001, which lead to the teams as Dennis Dixon. Like, you can literally take a pen and just go bop, 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 bop. And each one of those teams, each one of those generations had something unique about the uniforms. And the uniforms have become such an integral part of Oregon football's brand, mm-hmm. that I think it's fitting that they would take a step from each of those tangible stepping stones and help create what it is, what these uniforms are going to be going forward. I just thought it was a brilliant use of our short but rapid history and being spearheaded by somebody who has truly bought in to what this program is, what this program was, and what it can be going forward.
Joey, that is all the time we have for today. I don't know if I speak for Souk or not, but I am tempted to give you the benefit of the doubt on the promo lying gate here. Pending receipts. Pending receipts.
Exactly.
Let me just say this. As soon as the car is stopped, there will be photos with highlighted dates coming your way.
Well, thank you for your time. I will talk to you soon.
Oh, and you'll be apologizing soon. Love you guys.
Thank you, Joey. As always, every week, Joey Harrington is brought to you by Mods PDX. The future of building is here. Coming up in the club, frothing wounds. We finally have to get to it. That's next. Primetime, 1080.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.